going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kennedy's good vibe tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's good vibe tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Marty Rosenberg joining us inside the good vibe tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. It's great to be here.
So Marty, tell us about Super Dog Adoption Day.
Super Dog Adoption Day is sponsored by Always Adopt, which is a nonprofit organization that hosts these big, supersized pet adoption events in Rhode Island. The organization's been doing this twice a year since 2013, starting back when it was more difficult for pet rescues to get as much exposure to people wanting to adopt. And the organization's goal is to promote adoptions until there are no more homeless animals. Through 21 events so far, they've partnered with shelters and rescues to help find homes for over 7,500 dogs.
Wow.
Each Super Dog Adoption Day has had over 300 dogs up for adoption and over 2,000 people visiting. Yeah, sounds a bit wild, but believe me, the events are amazing. They're organized, really well run, and safe for everyone. You can bring the whole family.
Did you say there will be 300 dogs and puppies at this event?
Absolutely. 300 dogs and puppies.
Yep.
Kennedy would leave with a U-Haul truck.
How did you get involved with them, Marty?
So I adopted my dog, Casey, from the Super Dog Adoption Day. I went there, and at first I wasn't sure that I was going to do it. And, you know, she found me and captured my heart, and I took her home.
So Marty, I always hear the phrase from people, adopt, don't shop, adopt, don't shop. Can you speak to why that's so important?
Well, there are so many homeless animals right now, and these animals, many of them come up from the South. My dog is from Tennessee originally. And,
yeah, my dog Bo's from Tennessee, too.
All dogs are from Tennessee.
All dogs are from Tennessee.
Yes. So let me give you some details about the event so people know what to expect. So first, you want to go to the website, alwaysadopt.com. It has really helpful information that you'll need to come back to. You'll find the description and then the form that you need to fill out to be pre-screened. It's much easier to adopt if you are pre-screened because the rescues ask for references. They do a great job making sure the adopted dogs will be safe. And you'll also see pictures of those hundreds of adorable dogs looking for new homes. A note is that all Rhode Islanders can adopt from any of the rescues. There's a particular rescue, though, for Mass residents called Animal Rescue New England. That requirement is based on a Massachusetts law.
Okay.
So once you get approved, you'll get a golden ticket, which allows you to get into the event early at 10 a.m. You'll get the pick of the pups, but you can go anyway. If you don't get pre-screened, you can show up from noon to 4. There'll always be wonderful dogs there ready to adopt. You'll need references, so you want to bring those names and contact info. The event is at the Waterfire Arts Center in Providence. It's large, beautiful building, ton of free parking. It'll go on rain or shine. And the event is free, but check out the website again, because if you adopt, there will be a fee for the participating rescues or shelters to cover their costs.
Alwaysadopt.com again, just one more time.
Yes,
to give the
exactly.
website.
All right. You can bring, if you have a dog, you probably want to bring your dog for a meet and greet. The website has everything you need to prepare for that. Like, you need to bring your dog's rabies certificate. And there'll be food trucks, and all of the dogs are on leashes with their own handlers. You can visit with them for as long as you want, go get some food, go back to meet more dogs. Yeah, it's amazing. It's really fun. The event is heartwarming. Each rescue has a bell that gets rung when the dog gets adopted. The ringing starts just after the event opens around 10 and just continues all day long. It's really fun.
Alwaysadopt.com. The next event is happening at Waterfire Arts Center in Providence, and that is Saturday, May 10th, with all the information at alwaysadopt.com. So Marty, you and Casey.
And all the doggies and puppies.
Are officially members of our Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Oh, thank you. That's great. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for sharing that with us. You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
So bye, Marty.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson. You can't conquer Carson. No.
Can't Conquer Carson is sponsored by Subaru. Love springing a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Courtney from Norton.
Hey, what's up, Courtney?
Yo, Carson, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
All right, let's do it.
Courtney, can you please kick Carson out of the studio so we can get started?
Go on, Carson, get.
Good luck, Courtney.
Thank you, Carson, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, you are going to win $100. He is sauntering over to the soundproof studio right now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. Question number one. The Rolling Stones are releasing a new song with only Creole French lyrics. Who is the lead singer of the Stones that Maroon 5 even has a song name dropping?
Mick Jagger.
That sounded like a different voice, Courtney.
Unless that was my voice.
Who was that?
My stepdad.
Hey, question number two. Patrick Stump turns 41 this weekend. He's the lead singer of this band with songs like Sugar We're Going Down and Centuries.
That Sugar Going Down. Yeah, I know that one.
Where's your stepdad at now?
No, I know. Fallout Boy.
Pedro Pascal is not happy that J.K. Rowling celebrated a British Supreme Court ruling that trans women are not legally women. He called it, quote, heinous loser behavior. Which HBO show does Pedro Pascal star on?
I have no idea.
All right, question number four. Despacito by Luis Fonsi is the most viewed music video on YouTube with 8.7 billion views. It's followed by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, See You Again, with 6.6 billion. See You Again was a song written for which deceased celebrity?
That one I don't know.
Okay, and question number five. Channing Tatum turns 45 this weekend. Tatum was married to Jenna Dewan for 12 years and even share a child. And they even share a child together before divorcing in 2019. They met on the set of this 2006 movie they both starred in. Can you name it?
Step Up.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio. Carson! There you go. Quick feet, quick feet.
I move quicker this
time. Takes long strides.
Sorry, Dan. Long day yesterday at the Red Sox game.
Oh, I know. I went out after that, too. I'm exhausted.
So much food.
Free food. I ate more than... I went home feeling like I was going to explode.
I know. I haven't eaten since.
Carson, welcome back. Courtney from Norton. Yeah. She got 3 out of 5, correct?
Nice job, Courtney.
Norton. Thank you.
Sorry. Are you ready?
Yes.
From Norton.
Norton.
I'm from Norton.
No, I'm quoting an old Eddie Murphy comedy bit. Norton. Come on over here. No, no, that's old.
Showing your age.
Yes. Move on.
Question one. The Rolling Stones are releasing a new song with only Creole French lyrics. Who is the lead singer of the Stones that Maroon 5 even has a song name dropping?
That would be Mick Jagger. Moves Like Jagger.
Got the Moves Like Jagger. 1-1. Patrick Stump turns 41 this weekend. He's the lead singer of this band with songs like Sugar We're Going Down and Centuries.
Oh, you! I thought you were going to play a hook or something. Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
Sorry.
2-2. Question number three. I thought you were buffering there for a second.
No. I was waiting for you to like play a hook of one of the songs. And so, no, we're good.
Pedro Pascal is not happy that J.K. Rowling celebrated a British Supreme Court's ruling that trans women are not legally women. He called it, quote, heinous loser behavior.
Okay.
Which HBO show does Pedro Pascal star on?
Oh, that's a... The End of Us?
You're so close. The Last of Us.
The Last of Us. Okay.
2-2, going to question number four. Despacito by Luis Fonsi is the most viewed music video on YouTube with over 8.7 billion views, with a B. Billion.
Yeah, I watch it like once a month.
It's followed by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth's See You Again with 6.6 billion.
Okay.
See You Again was a song that was written for which deceased celebrity?
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker is correct, and then they go in opposite directions in the car at the end of Fury 7.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, question number five. Channing Tatum turns 45 this weekend. Tatum was married to Jenna Dewan for 12 years, and they even share a child together before they divorced in 2019.
Okay.
They met on the set of this 2006 movie they both starred in. Can you name it?
Oh, yo, I don't get a clip.
No, they met on the set of this 2006 movie.
Oh.
They both starred in. Can you name it?
Yeah, that's the one with the dancers, right?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
What is that ridiculous movie called? I remember I can't remember the name of the movie right now.
Step Up.
Oh, that's not the one I was thinking of.
You
were
probably thinking You Got Served.
No, wasn't there one where he was a stripper?
That's Magic Mike.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah. No, that was not 2006. He was dancing in that, but this is a different type of dancing.
All right.
3-3. Carson, Ty goes to the runner. You get the win.
Oh, that was close, Courtney. You did really well.
Yeah, you did too.
Thank you.
She got an assist on Mick Jagger from her stepdad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, keep your nose out of our game.
Hey.
I kid.
Courtney, is there anything you would like to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yes. My name is Courtney, and I'm from Norton, and I may not be able to beat you, but at least I can tie you, Carson.
Nice job.
Norton!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. We want to know what you're getting into over the weekend. You can call or text that number, 617-655-1234. Kennedy is out this morning. I'm going to sound like a broken record, but honestly, it's lacrosse all weekend. It's like every day, all weekend. That's all I do anymore.
Have kids, they said. Yeah. It'll be fun, they said.
Have a kid that plays goalie who's pretty good. And you're going to spend a lot of time at a lacrosse field.
Well, when you let them join six teams, you're going to spend a lot of time at lacrosse fields.
Yeah, we're going to be in Fitchburg tomorrow, right? They have a big facility there called Game On, and it's nothing but fields for as far as you
nothing but lax bros.
Yeah, and our first game is, I think, at 8 a.m., and it's a solid hour drive with no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So that means getting up a 14-year-old boy on a Saturday morning at like 6:30, probably 6, to give him time. Because by the time you drive there, like, you can't have him sleeping at the game.
Right.
You got to let him get like up and warmed up and, you know, fill him with sugar to get him going.
Sit him down with the black coffee from Dunk's.
Yes. And it's going to be raining, too. So it's going to be great. Tomorrow morning, I want you to think of me, Dan, when you're laying in the bed.
Well, a couple more years, and he can drive himself.
Oh, I don't know. I like going.
I just like complaining about going, but I like going.
Yes. I like being there, but I hate going. Katie's from Billerica. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
You are participating in something called Climb for a Cause. Where is it happening? What's it about?
That's right. I know it's going to be a rainy day tomorrow at Fenway, but
Climb for a Cause by Project Place. It's to stand in solidarity with people experiencing homelessness in Boston. I know you guys were talking about climbing those stairs at Fenway yesterday, but if anyone's interested in joining us, climb 2,036 stairs.
Whoa.
That's one for every individual currently experiencing homelessness in Boston. So to fundraise, raise awareness, bring your friends, family, 9 a.m. Fenway Park tomorrow morning. You can go to climbfenway.org to help donate or stop by and join us.
That's awesome. I love that.
That is a great, great cause.
I don't know how many stairs we climbed yesterday at Fenway, but it felt like 2,000.
We climbed 12 and we got to the top.
I was like,
Dan was like doing the double step, you know, like skipping one of the steps. And we got to the top. I'm like, what were you doing? And he's like, well, you're tall. And I was being
efficient, Carson.
And I was out of breath and had just eaten an entire bag of peanuts.
Yeah. You look like, yeah, you know how old I am, right? What are you doing?
There's one side of the course for the athletic crew. And then there's another side of the course for I'm bringing my toddler and 5-month-old. So,
oh, smart, smart.
People of all experience levels and, you know, just come out and support a great cause.
That's very cool.
That's cool. Yeah, it's climbfenway.org for that tomorrow. That is great. You guys have a fantastic time out there. Kelly is from Waltham. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. So your dance studio's first competition is this weekend?
Yeah, my daughters are both competing. It's my youngest daughter's first time doing a competition. My oldest is a regular, but it's very exciting for us.
What is your younger daughter dancing to?
Some hip-hop song. She looks so cute in that costume. And then my older daughter is just a trio, so it's just her and two other girls. So it's a little bit more of a pressure for her. But
what are you thinking,
very
Dan?
Exciting and very exciting.
Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us.
No. Don't put that on the children. How old is your youngest daughter, it's her first competition ever?
Eight,
okay.
That's great. What are their names?
Kylie and Hayden.
All right, well, best of luck to them. Call us on Monday and let us know how it went, okay?
I will, thank you.
No pressure, but we need them to bring home the gold.
Yeah, jazz hands. they probably don't do jazz hands in hip-hop classes. But
Dan, guess who's here?
Who?
Harry the Puppet Guy.
Oh, my boy. What's up?
Yo! What's up, everybody?
How
are
we
doing? Good morning, Harry. Are you are you have a big big show this weekend?
I do, right here in Waltham. I'm loading up my caboose and bringing it to the sheep shearing festival, the Gore Place again.
Oh, it's back again this year. For people that don't know, explain the sheep shearing festival in Waltham.
Sheep shearing festival is at Gore Place. And they actually shear sheep, and there's vendors, and there's food, and there's entertainment. It's a beautiful day on a beautiful, I think it's like 55 acres of land on this beautiful old mansion that was built in 18 hoobity ha, and we should go on the tour. That's a good reason for you guys to come to the Sheep Shearing Festival and find out how long it's been there. But it's a beautiful space. It's spring, so everything's popping, and it's beautiful. It's a wonderful day. We'll be set up with our little red caboose doing puppet shows for families, and it's going to 10 to 5 in the, all day. And if there's a little bit of liquid sunshine, I'm okay with that. We'll be all right. We got some stuff. We'll take care of it.
I actually went to the Sheep Shearing Festival last year because I had nothing to do that weekend, and someone mentioned it during this segment.
Right.
I was like, screw it. I'll just go.
Okay.
And me and Kaylee went, and we had a great time. It's a lot of fun. And we went to see our boy Harry and his puppet Good News Gus do his show.
Yeah.
And A, it's dynamite.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to have to tell him it's great. I don't care about puppets. And I was like, no, this is great.
We're going to lose him to Vegas soon.
This is really good. And he pulled Kaylee up and put her in his act. And she has severe stage fright. So she's up there with panic-stricken eyes. It's like, they're 5. What are you scared of?
They're condemning me. They're judging me.
They're a rowdy audience, 5-year-olds. They don't sit still and listen.
She did a great job. She did a great job. And I have a new puppet this year that's a sheep. His name is Lester, and he's a Lester-type sheep because that's what they have at Gore Place.
Right.
And he may or may not get a high-tech puppet shearing on stage, live on stage.
Oh, wow. We'll have to see how it goes. Have you been working on your sheep Ba for this new character?
I have. Yeah. Gus, can you bring him in here? Yeah, but he's really hard to hold on to. Hello there. My name is Lester. And I was hoping you guys would come to the sheep shearing festival at Gore Place. I guarantee you won't have a bad time.
This is it. This is why we are going into the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
We have a weird job. Harry also has a weird job. We're all doing weird stuff. I love it.
All right, go see Harry.
Why don't you guys come join me in the caboose, and we can broadcast from the caboose all over New England.
Let's get it.
All right, we love you, Harry. Harry the Puppet Guy in Waltham this
week. Break a leg this weekend, bud.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. Call or text that number. We're nosy. We want to know what you're doing this weekend.
And we're not that cool, so we need to think of cool things to do through you.
I know, it gets boring. I'm going to another lacrosse field this weekend.
I hadn't heard.
I can't say that every Friday. It's just like, Sal would be like, okay, we're not doing this bit anymore.
Yeah, it's like ratings are tanking. Talk about something else.
Heather from Ashby. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Okay. You got a big, big weekend. Tell everybody what you're what you're getting and then building.
It's lame, but I figured I'd call anyways. I'm getting a new bed, which is new to me, and I'm building a cat house that I bought off Amazon for my cat.
Okay, so getting a new bed is a big deal. I mean, if
it's a platform bed because my dogs chase my cats under the bed, and I'm sick of it, so I'm getting a platform bed so they can't do that anymore, and then the cat house so they can go on the cat house and be away from the dogs. So it's a win-win.
Why do you have cats and dogs? Don't they just, like, chase each other around all the time?
They do. The pugs chase the cats. It's annoying, especially in the middle of the night. But, you know, it happens. I live on a farm, so, hey, you know,
You live on a farm?
Okay, I didn't know that part.
I do.
Do you have goats and chickens and stuff?
My mom has horses and chickens, yes.
Oh, well, that's okay, then. I want to live on a farm. I'm not going to lie.
I'm sorry. I'm Googling platform bed because I'm uncultured and didn't know what that was.
Oh, it's just, it doesn't have a regular frame.
It's a bed that sits on the floor, basically, and you don't need the box springs, and it's got drawers.
So your animals can't get underneath it?
Exactly.
Good. There's no monsters under the bed either. That's smart.
Nope. Right.
Thank you, Heather. Have a great weekend. B-side from Gloucester, going to a bridal expo?
I am, yes.
I didn't know you were engaged.
Oh, no, not me. My chicken nugget is she is getting married in October, and I'm doing my part in taking the brunt of going to a bridal expo and doing the bridal things and stuff. She has too many friends and family that are, like, so close, and so there's no bridesmaids or anything, but I'm like, I will go to a bridal expo. I will go and, like, eat free cake and drink. Let's go.
What's a bridal expo like? Is it just a giant warehouse with 1,000 brides to be all running frantically?
I have no idea. I had to look it up on TikTok, and I'm scared.
So I've been to many because I used to manage a mobile DJ service when I was just starting my radio career, and that was a hot spot to set up for the weekend because you get a lot of business if you set up your DJ equipment at a bridal expo. Mm. And that is exactly it. Any vendor that you could think of that has to do with the wedding, from locations to photographers, you know, dress places, flower places, DJs, live bands, they all set up in one place, and it is utter chaos for the entire weekend.
What was your sales pitch to try to get brides-to-be to make you their DJ?
Oh, that is a quality, Dan. It was quality DJs. That's what it was. You were going to get it was all about the premium aspect. We were like the guy that I worked for, like, to have this, we cost more than everybody else, which meant it was better than everybody else. That was his theory.
Was it better than everyone else?
It was really good.
Okay.
I mean, not me personally. He was very good. All right. Well, have a great time at the wedding.
Eat all the cake.
I'm going to take an Ativan too. Yay.
Producer Dan, how about you? What are you getting into this weekend?
So tonight we have reservations. We got a table at D's Keys. It's a dueling piano bar in Boston that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And this is the last weekend. They close after this weekend.
Okay.
So we're going back. We're going to relive some glory days at D's Keys. Yeah. I am a sucker for a dueling piano bar. I think they're so much fun.
I've only been to a dueling piano bar once, and it was in Memphis, Tennessee. I've never been other than that one time. It was a blast, but it's just not something that ever crosses my radar to go.
Yeah, there's a couple in town. They're so much fun. I love it.
Right.
We're going to have a good time. And this isn't technically something that I'm doing this weekend. It's something that I did last night, but I'm going to cheat because I want to talk about it.
Okay.
So last night, after we did the socks and all that,
right,
I went to the movies.
Okay.
And I saw the new Ryan Coogler, Michael B. Jordan movie, Sinners.
Okay.
And if you are free this weekend and you are listening to me right now, you go see Sinners.
Hashtag not an ad.
Yeah, Ryan Coogler's paying me zero money.
So you
in fact,
it.
I paid him $30 for two tickets
right,
to go see his movie.
And so what is the premise of this? Is it a vampire movie?
Yeah, it's a vampire movie, but I don't want to give a lot away, but
right.
It's set back in like 1930s, Mississippi Delta.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan is playing two characters, identical twins. They went to Chicago. They got into some gangster stuff. They're coming back to try to like better their life.
Mm-hmm. Is this rated R?
That's a good question. Probably.
Yeah. All right. Sinners.
It's awesome. Go see Sinners this weekend and then thank me later. And if you don't like it, don't text me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can conquer the castle. You can conquer the castle. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. A little love goes a long way in the 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's where I would go to learn more. Carson, say hello to Karen from Wayne.
Karen.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carson.
Karen's not alone. She has backup with her.
Okay.
She has her son and granddaughter in the car.
All right. What are their names?
Liam and Avia.
Good morning, Liam and Avia.
Good morning.
Oh, I was expecting little kids. That caught me off guard. Liam is a whole ass man.
Who says son and granddaughter? I hope he was a man.
I am a girl man.
Come on, man. Karen, can you kick Carson out of the studio?
Carson, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Karen.
Thank you, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson today. We're going to give you $100 because we like to and it's not our money. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. Billy Ray Cyrus revealed his new girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley, reached out when he was, quote, knocked down. Billy Ray starred on a very popular Disney Channel show with his daughter, Miley. What was it called?
Hannah Montana.
Question number two. 23 years ago today, Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC died in a car accident in Honduras. She was only 30. In the opening line to TLC's hit song, No Scrubs, they sing this. A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly and is also known as a blank.
Buster.
Oh, let's go, Karen. Question number three. The trailer for the new action flick Fountain of Youth starring John Krasinski and Natalie Portman just dropped. Who is John Krasinski married to?
Oh, Emily Blunt.
Yeah, question.
Is that her name?
Question number four.
Okay.
Megan Thee Stallion has dropped a new single called Whenever. Meg collaborated with Maroon 5 on a hit record back in 2021. Take a listen to her verse and then name the song.
Did me wrong because I let you. Usually I like my situations beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming. Lose it, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you want to lie and then get mad? I don't believe it.
You know that, guys. I'm going to need your help on that.
I don't know.
What's the song?
I don't know.
We don't know. Pass.
All right. Question number five. I'm glad that little powwow there happened. That was cute. Question number five. The Patriots selected left tackle Will Campbell with the fourth overall pick in the draft last night. Will is from Louisiana, and he played at LSU. What is the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
Let's go. She's a genius. Let's get Carson back in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's see if you're in trouble or not.
It sounds like I can tell by the look in your eye, Dan, they got 5 out of 5, didn't they?
They did not get 5 out of 5.
Oh, okay.
But they did get 4 out of 5.
All right. Very well done, Karen and Liam and the whole crew there.
It was a team effort.
Okay.
All three of them got one.
Yeah. Oh, that's not fair. All right.
Ready? Question number one.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus revealed his new girlfriend, Elizabeth Hurley, reached out when he was, quote, knocked down. Billy Ray starred in a very popular Disney Channel show with his daughter. What is it?
Hannah Montana.
1-1. 23 years ago today, Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC died in a car accident in Honduras. She was only 30.
Okay.
In the opening line to TLC's hit, No Scrubs, they sing this. A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a blank.
As a buster.
Busta, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. Busta.
2-2. Question number 3. The trailer for the new action flick Fountain of Youth starring John Krasinski and Natalie Portman just dropped. Who is John Krasinski married to?
Emily Blunt.
That is correct. 3-3.
Do you remember the song No Pigeons that came out?
The response.
After No Scrubs?
Not nearly as good.
No.
Question number 4. Meg Thee Stallion has dropped a new single called Whenever. Meg collaborated with Maroon 5 on a hit record back in 2021. Mm-hmm. Take a listen to her verse from the song and then name it.
Okay.
Did me wrong because I let you. Usually I like my situations beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming.
Lucid.
Prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you want to lie? Did you mad? I don't believe it.
And what do you need again?
The song title.
Song title. That is... Dun, 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 dun. I like the video, too, because they're like on a camera thing, 360, and then celebrities are going in and out, and it's girls, girls, girls. Wait, let me finish. It's girls... girls like you. I wrote it down, Dan.
That's Cardi B. This is Beautiful Mistakes.
Oh, boo.
All right. 3-3, going into question number 4.
Wow.
Which Karen's granddaughter... Answer correctly.
Okay.
Karen, how old is your granddaughter?
Avia is 10.
Avia. Okay. Smart girl. Question 5. The Patriots selected left tackle Will Campbell with the 4th overall pick in the draft last night.
Okay.
Will is from Louisiana, and he played at LSU.
Okay.
What is the capital of Louisiana?
Baton Rouge.
Ah, you got it.
Hey, let's go, Avia. Let's go, Avia.
I thought I had you.
Smart people unite.
Oh, Carson pulls it out 4-4.
Wow. You thought I was going to say New Orleans, didn't you, Dan?
I did. I was hoping.
Yeah, yeah.
Nope. For the plot, I was hoping.
I honestly didn't know it was a guess. But I just felt like because it was the last question that it had to be.
It couldn't have been that easy.
Right, right.
Well, Karen, unfortunately, we cannot give you the 100
bucks. I can't believe I got that girls like you wrong.
But
oh, my
we
God.
Do appreciate all 3 of you calling in and playing.
Yes,
it was
thank
awesome.
You, thank you, thank you.
We had a ball. Well, we are Karen, Liam, and Avia, and we can't conquer Carson.
Save that clip.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We had a show trip yesterday to Fenway Park to watch the Red Sox take on the Seattle Mariners, and we witnessed a grown man say something to one of the players that is just baffling to me. The guy should be embarrassed. I was embarrassed for us.
It was a weird moment.
So our parent company is Odyssey. They own a bunch of radio stations, including here in Boston, our sister sports station, WEEI. And obviously, WEEI does the radio broadcast of the games, which means you get some perks. Like, well, we don't get the perks. WEEI gets all the perks, you know? It's like having a friend who's rich, and occasionally you get to hang out.
Yeah, but very occasionally our boss will throw us a bone.
Yes, and yesterday we got invited to hang out in the Odyssey suite, which is awesome because there's a bathroom and a TV and there's free food.
It's like Yo! MTV Cribs in there.
It is super cool. And then there's a pair of tickets, I guess, that go along with the suite, and what they do is they rotate through. You get to go down and sit there for like an inning or two, and they are... When I say they're front row, we were sitting right behind the bat boy for the Seattle Mariners on the third base side.
We were literally in front of the Seattle on deck circle where the guys that are about to hit are standing there like practicing their swing, getting their timing down, which is a prime spot for jerks to heckle.
And that's what we witnessed yesterday. This player for Seattle comes up, and I can't remember the name of the player.
His name is J.P. Crawford.
Okay, J.P. Crawford, who, to all intents and purposes, is probably 6'3". He is muscular. He is fit. He's a professional athlete. And he has on what I think is a kind of a cool belt on his baseball pants. And it's kind of shiny a little bit, but he's got cool gloves on. Like, everything about him is just, like, swaggy.
Yeah, it's like a metallic blue belt that kind of matches his jersey.
And do you want to... I'll say it. I'll say what the fan yelled. Take off that belt. You look like a fairy. I was just like, what is this, like 1988?
We're in the first row, and this guy's probably 3 rows back. So he's right there. He heard every word.
Right. So the player hears it, And how did the player respond?
He dropped his bat, stopped practicing his swing even though he was up next, and said, "What did you say?" And then the guy didn't say anything. And he said, "No, what did you say?" And then the guy did it again. He goes, "I said you look like a fairy." And he goes, "Good job. You said it with your big boy chest."
What are you doing? It's a baseball game. It's fun. It's not that serious. I get heckling. Heckling is a thing. That's fine. But to call somebody a fairy in 2025 just felt out of bounds to me.
No, he was the only guy in that area even heckling at all.
Right.
Everyone else was being very cool.
Well, yeah, we were losing. And then their pitcher was mowing down our players.
No, it was just it was a weird moment. I've never seen a player stop what they were doing and acknowledge a fan like that before. Just to completely stop and turn and say, "Excuse me, what was that?"
Sometimes we can be the worst. There was just a...
I thought it might escalate for a minute there, but he was very calm and professional.
He did. He handled it very well.
He just went back to playing.
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm going to go back to being a millionaire athlete. You're fine."
There was a press conference yesterday after one of the NBA playoff games, and Draymond Green was asked about the fans screaming "blank you, Draymond" chant, you know, during the game. And he said, "That's not original. That belongs to Boston." And I was just like, man, that's what we're known for. And I don't like that. I think we're better than that.
I don't mind an F you, Draymond chant.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
That one's okay. All right.
That's not disparaging a type of people.
Right.
That's disparaging one guy who's kind of a jerk.
Okay. So the line is there. I got you. I got you. That happens. We leave. We go back upstairs. And while we were there, I took a picture of me and Dan. I posted online on our Instagram. You can go and see the picture. Dan's looking fabulous. And then there's a kid behind us who's on his phone because it's 2025 and that's what you do at sporting events is you just stay on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go back upstairs, I can't remember what inning it was. Dan says it was the eighth inning. I felt like it was the seventh inning.
It was
inning.
The bottom of the eighth.
I don't know about that. I felt like it was like the fifth inning or something like that. But anyway.
It was still the bottom of the eighth.
And then Dan's like, "All right, I got to go." And Dan leaves. And it was like a one-run game. Wasn't it?
I saw Carlos Navarez hit a home run to make it 4-3. Yeah.
4-3, ninth inning, and you left.
Bottom of the eighth still.
Bottom of the eighth. So you left.
Yeah, I had plans with my girlfriend. We were going to see the new movie Sinners, and we had already bought our tickets.
Oh, damn.
I had places to be, man.
So the funny thing is, when I posted the picture, it says, "Who do you think left the game first? Drop your guess in the comments below." I'm going to read to you all.
Which you only posted that because I left. If it was you, you would have never did that.
Carson, absolutely. From Rachel. Carson, definitely. From Tamar. Kate, Carson. Definitely Carson. Carson, Carson. Nana, definitely 100% Carson. Kate, Carson. Somebody said the real fan stays until the end no matter what, Carson. Kat says Larson. Janelle says Carson. Everybody, 100% of the people said I was the one that left early. I am the true fan. I'm here to say today I stayed until the end.
One time. What'd you do on opening day? You left in like the sixth.
I don't remember. That was a long time ago, Dan. I don't
remember. I'm sorry that you don't love your wife enough to leave the game. I had to go on a date night because I'm a good man.
Well, I'm grateful to the bosses for inviting us after that. It was a lot of fun.
It was a good time.
It was a fantastic time, and I gained 50 pounds. I ate all of the peanuts.
Yeah, my stomach still hurts. I didn't make adult decisions yesterday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Dan is here. Kennedy is out. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
And the Dirty is brought to you by FineMassMoney.gov. Is Camila Cabello shading Katy Perry?
The drama.
We'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to start first with Justin Bieber. He has now shared his thoughts on the gossip and lies. Those are his quotes spread about him and his wife, Hailey Bieber, on social media amid ongoing speculation about their personal life. So Justin Bieber is focused on loving his family. He says, "They treat me like ass out here, but I remember that I am flawed and God forgave me." He reflected on some Instagram stories saying, "It helps me to stop feeling better than those who are mean and hurtful because when I'm really honest, I can be mean and hurtful too. My instinct is to be like, damn, I wouldn't gossip and spread lies about someone on the internet, but there's other stuff that I do that I'm not proud of." As for the health of his relationship, Bieber says, "Honestly, if I was you, it would be hard not to be jealous of me and Hailey going brazzy. It's really up for us, and that's understandable why people can't stand it. I don't blame them." And he added that he and Haley are like the Joneses, who are impossible to keep up with.
That's a lot.
Why not just listen to an adorable Justin Bieber song from back in the day?
I mean, it's got to be tough to have your every public move scrutinized. Like, he smokes a joint at a music festival. People think he's a terrible person.
Right.
People are like, saying he's in a cult. Yeah. Right, right. He looks a little disheveled in an elevator. He's, sure. Yeah, he's on drugs. There's nothing he can do.
Could you look up Brazzy, too, by the way?
I mean, Brazy.
Brazy?
Yeah, not Brazzy.
It's not Brazzy.
No.
Brazy?
I was just going to let you cook, though.
Shannon Sharp. Dan, I know you know who Shannon Sharp is.
Yes.
If you're not aware, Shannon Sharp is, I think, is he in the NFL Hall of Fame?
Yes, he is.
He and his brother Sterling Sharp were dynamic football players back in the day, and Shannon has become quite the media star over the past couple of years. His Shea Shea podcast gets hundreds of millions of clicks. He's a part of the ESPN Disney family as well. Well, he is electing to step aside temporarily from ESPN, he said on Thursday. My statement is found here, and this is the truth. Shannon Sharp, formerly an NFL star, now a prominent media figure, wrote, and he posted to his social media, the relationship in question was 100% consensual. At this juncture, I'm electing to step aside temporarily from ESPN duties. I will be devoting this time to my family and responding and dealing with these false and disruptive allegations set against me. He plans to return to ESPN in time for the NFL season. He says this is a serious situation. ESPN agrees on Shannon's decision to step away. So Shannon Sharp is being sued for sexual assault by a woman who says that he raped her twice in 2 months at her Las Vegas home last year. In a lawsuit filed on Sunday in Nevada State Court, the Jane Doe is seeking $50 million. The lawsuit brings a claim for sexual battery as well as one for intentional infliction of emotional distress for Sharp's alleged verbal abuse. Sharp violently sexually assaulted and raped the plaintiff 2 different times is what this says. So what's interesting is in a statement posted on X attributed to his lawyer, Lanny Davis, Shannon Sharp actually named his accuser and cited the text messages, which obviously the courts are not going to like very much. So who knows what will happen with this? He called the woman's suit an egregious attempt at blackmail. All right, Camila Cabello. Was there shade thrown at Katy Perry? This is a big story, Dan.
I'm on the edge of my seat, Carson. Please.
Do you remember when Katy Perry used her time as a very important astronaut to reveal the set list for her upcoming tour? I know you remember.
Is that what she did in her 11 minutes? I thought she sang A Wonderful World and held up a daisy.
Well, Camila Cabello just took to TikTok where she's holding a piece of paper with her upcoming tour dates on it. And in an on-screen caption, she says, "Didn't have the budget to fly to space to promote my tour dates, so I made this TikTok instead."
Well, Camila doesn't have that American Idol money.
And the video is set to Katy Perry's song, Extraterrestrial E.T. Katy isn't allowing all the criticism to get her down, though. She's kicked off her Lifetime's tour in Mexico City Wednesday night, and she brought 2 fans dressed as astronauts on stage.
There you go. I don't think that's shade from Camila Cabello. I think it's just a joke.
Just fine.
Wendy's and Kesha shaded her.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not good for the headlines, Dan. Thanks for ruining that. I'm trying to get clicks over here with Kennedy out.
Thought we were journalists, Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Oh, no, no, no. You can cook a Carson. You can cook a Carson. No.
Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Mike from East Bridgewater.
Hey, good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Good morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
It's a big game. Mike here has beat Kennedy before.
Oh, okay.
And he's ace Danny.
Oh, wow.
And now he's coming for your neck.
The trifecta. He's trying to kill off the entire family.
Carson hasn't lost today yet, Mike.
Oh, why would you say that?
So he's due.
You don't talk about the streak in the middle of the streak.
I mean, it's 2 games. It's not like you're in the ninth inning of a no-hitter.
Boy. It's great to have friends around here.
Mike, can you kick Carson out of the studio while he goes and thinks about you beating him for the next 3 minutes?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Mike.
Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than Carson today, you are going to win $100. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, let's do it. Question one. Comedian Kevin James turned 60 years old this weekend. He played Doug Heffernan on which hit sitcom?
King of Queens.
Sophie Turner sparked breakup rumors after unfollowing her boyfriend on Instagram. Which singer did Sophie Turner divorce from in 2023?
Oh, it's the Jonas brother. Let's go with Joe Jonas.
Benny Blanco did a prom-themed photo shoot with his fiancée, Selena Gomez, and she never got to go as a teenager. Selena Gomez got her first acting gig at the age of 10 years old when she got a recurring role on Barney. Mike, I'm going to need you to finish Barney's most well-known song.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Won't you say you love me too?
Excellent delivery. I appreciate you. Question number four.
No problem.
Timothy Chalamet visited his old high school and spoke to the kids. Chalamet just played which musician in the biopic A Complete Unknown?
Bob Dylan.
And question number five. Camila Cabello trolled Katy Perry by posting a TikTok with her upcoming tour dates and captioning it, "Didn't have the budget to fly to space to promote my tour date, so I made this TikTok instead." What was the name of Jeff Bezos' private space flight company that took Katy to space?
SpaceX.
All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Carson.
Mike, how do you think you did?
I'm hoping I think four.
Welcome back, Carson.
Thank
Mike
you.
From East Bridgewater, who has defeated Kennedy before and is now coming for you.
Yeah.
He got 4 out of 5 correct.
4 out of 5. Nice work. Nice work,
thank
Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mike,
are you ready?
Mike, I can't help it. Mike.
You won't be the first person. You won't be the last.
Question number one.
Yes.
Comedian Kevin James turned 60 years old this weekend. He played Doug Heffernan on which hit sitcom?
What's his name again?
Kevin James.
I actually don't remember the name of that sitcom. Hang on, give me a second. Better Call Saul. No, I'm kidding.
Stalling.
I am stalling. I'm just trying to let my brain like disconnect for a moment.
This is where the normal host of the show would go, I need an answer.
Everybody Loves Raymond? No, I'm kidding. Seinfeld? No. MASH? No. I Love Lucy? No. Kevin James?
Sorry, we need an
who's
answer.
Who's a UPS driver?
Question number two.
You never told me the answer.
It's King of Queens.
King of Queens! Oh.
All right, question number two. Sophie Turner sparked breakup rumors after unfollowing her boyfriend on Instagram. Which singer did Sophie Turner divorce from in 2023?
Joe Jonas.
Hey!
Oh, wrong one.
That was
one.
Weird.
Is that a buzz?
No, that's a ding.
Oh, I got it right?
Yes.
Oh, wow, I'm still in it.
Hold on, I lost my ding.
That's what she said.
2-1, question number three. Benny Blanco did a prom-themed photo shoot with his fiancée, Selena Gomez, since
yes.
She never got to go as a teenager.
Oh, that's sweet.
Selena Gomez got her first acting gig at the age of 10 years old when she got a recurring role on Barney.
Yes.
Finish Barney's most well-known song.
Oh, boy.
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you.
Won't you say you love me? Won't you say you love me too? No, that's not it. Don't you know I love you too?
Which one of those are you going with?
The second one. It
was the first one.
Won't you say you love me too?
Yeah.
You tricked me.
I did it.
You
I just
did. You looked
here.
At me. You looked. You gave me that look.
I was just looking.
I am filing a.
You're in your own head, sir.
I'm filing a petition to have this overturned.
3-1. Question number four.
Oh my gosh.
Timothy Chalamet visited his old high school and spoke to the kids. Chalamet just played which musician in the biopic A Complete Unknown?
I think that's Bob Dylan.
There you go. 4-2. Question number five. Camila Cabello trolled Katy Perry by posting a TikTok with her upcoming tour dates and captioning it, "Didn't have the budget to fly to space to promote my tour dates, so I made this TikTok instead."
Funny.
What was the name of Jeff Bezos' private space flight company that took Katy to space?
Is it Blue Origin?
It is Blue Origin. But a little too late and a little too little. 4-3.
It's your fault. You mentioned the streak in the middle of the streak. You never mentioned the streak.
Is two games a streak?
For me.
Fair enough. I'm not going to hate. Mike, congratulations. You've now beat Kennedy, Ace Danny, and conquered Carson.
Wow.
How are we feeling?
Feeling pretty good now, but I agree with Carson. You can't talk about a no-hitter in the middle of a no-hitter.
Thank you.
I'm going to shut your mic off.
Oh! By the way, a text from the 508, Carson, what does Cisco mean? It's the name of a beer. It's also the name of a beach on Nantucket. Mm-hmm. And that's why we picked it for our dog, because we like both of those.
But it is also a singer who did the thong song.
Which is S-I-S-Q-O or something like that. Anyway.
Carson, what would you like to say to Mike, the undefeated trivia master?
Also another text that said, Carson gets way too much time. He stalls way too much.
He does stall a lot, but it's hard. It's his show. What do you want me to do?
My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't conquer Mike.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.